guys to be loose and focused. And you are a lot more than loose and focused. How would you describe the defense tonight?
Man, it was – it's insane, man. I've never been around a bunch of guys that – it's literally, nobody thought it was a Super Bowl. It was literally just our next game, and that's how we approached it. And defensively, we came out, and we said it early in the year, to win the Super Bowl, it's going to be on our back. So, like I said earlier, I'd be damned if we get one game away and this defense don't show up like we're supposed to.
No surprise.
You dominated the offensive line of the Patriots.
No.
You dominated the offensive line of the Patriots. How do you think, when you thought you were able to do that and sack so many times, great man?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you watch the film. I think you can get misconstrued a lot of times. What you see on film is truly what a team is. But I think with us, man, once we get in front of you, we're a different group. So we were able to get out there, get pressure, and, you know, get after the quarterback.
Julian Love told me during the week that the Dark Side defense had to win today to earn their place in history.
Right.
How does it feel to live up to the hype?
Man, it feels – it's what I imagined, what I expected from us. We've been doing this all year. We've been battle-tested. This was nothing.
Ernest,
I'm gonna go here and then I'll come right to you.
Thank you. Hi, Ernest Chaney from AP. What has it been like to see Sam Darnold revive his career across the country with you guys and just the way he's led that offense?
it's a unique story, man. I'm super blessed that guy is my quarterback. I think he just models what everybody in that team's been through. Man, we've all been rejected. We've all not been respected. And he's just a guy at the helm for us, and he's a hell of a player, and I'm super thankful he's my quarterback.
Ernest, opening night, I asked you, how would you describe your defense? How would you describe your defense now?
Man, honestly, all said and done, boy, that was a bunch of bad boys. And for me to be in the middle of that, to be the leader of that group, whew, I'm blessed. I told everybody, man, the saddest part about this week, honestly, was that it won't be the same group. That's honestly the saddest part about this thing is, you know, everybody's not going to be able to be back, but we know what it takes to play football and play defense for a Seattle defense, so we'll carry that on.
How much by the journey and the team has all been on this season?
Man, it's been rough, man. I think this didn't start this year. It started last year. We couldn't stop the run for nothing to save our lives early on, and then I came. Then we were able to make some changes, but I noticed then we were getting better. We were a team that if you had let us in the playoffs last year, we were going to cause damage too. But I knew coming into this year, we were special. We just had to go do it. I'm going to go here, and then I'm going to go right to you. Oh, and then you. I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry.
Where would you rank this defense compared to some of the other greats, the 85 Bears, the Panthers, all the Legion of Boom?
I think that's for y'all. I mean, you could say certain things, and, you know, they played way less games back then. I will say this. My defense, I'll match us up against anybody. I like us versus any and whoever. So whatever offense you throw out there, whatever great offense you can put together, I like us. I like our odds.
Ernest, how does it feel to be a major contributor for two Super Bowls? I mean, the Rams and now with the Seahawks.
It's amazing, man. Two-time. Never thought I'd be saying that I'd be a two-time world champion. Brought the first one here. I said earlier in the year I wanted a twin, and I knew this was a team for it.
Were there any small schematic wrinkles or new things that you guys did today, especially maybe with some of those blitzes, Spoon?
No, we've been running those all year. They just hit today. I think with the way that they're schematically, they were thinking what we were gonna do. Those nickel pressures came available and they were open. And honestly, Spoon's been open on a lot of those blitzes, but sometimes I don't do my job and go underneath the running back, so it'll mess him up sometimes.
On those plays, can you explain kind of what all has to go right to get further?
I think everybody has to do. I think everybody has to do their job. You know, certain players have to get out of the way so that Spoon can, you know, get in those gaps, but also. I think, you know, pre-snap, showing pressure away from those snaps, getting the quarterback looking the other way, and then boom, is right on him. So I think that's what it was.
How would you describe just how versatile Witherspoon is and how valuable he is to your defense?
He's a dog. I've said it. He's my favorite player in the NFL. Man, he can do everything. Go play outside, inside. Man, he's a walking Hall of Famer right now.
What
I'm going to come to you.
Right, I'm sorry.
You go ahead and then I go ahead.
What distinguishes your defense from other defenses? Why are you guys so as effective as you are?
I think we really don't care the situation. We don't care about how many yards you got to play before every play. We feel like every play that you run is an opportunity for us to take the ball away. I've never been around a group of guys who believe that defense wins championships. I've never been around a group of guys that take pride in playing defense, and these guys do that.
Do you think the NFC is now?
I'm going to come to you right now. Go ahead. That was all. That was everything, man. We wouldn't have been successful against this team if we first didn't rush and, you know, make it hard for Drake. But if we didn't cover on the back end, too, they got really electric receivers, tight ends. So we game plan was tight from what Mike and AD had, and we went and executed. Yeah, my mindset was just, man, keep these guys going. There was no need for me to get two up or two down. Man, I'm that constant leader in the middle, so I got to be just that regardless of the situation, regardless of the game. I mean, what we've seen from them is what we've been seeing on film. You know, we just thought that we were just defensively, we could just do what we needed to do to win this game. And I'm glad guys just came out and just did just that. I mean, I've always said it. The NFC West. I mean, when the NFC's rolling, I truly believe the best teams come out of there.
Feels like between the ring and the cigar, you've been enjoying this.
Well, I mean, I've been
what
enjoying.
Would you like it after this?
Man, everybody. I don't want to say we expected this because we were never cocky, but we were committed. This year was a failure if we didn't get to this point and win the game. We knew what type of team we were early on. Day in and day out, we just had to do it. And I commend these men because nobody works harder than us in the league, and we did it day in and day out. Yeah, we definitely had to switch it up. I mean, he's to be in year two, the man's smart. He can make all the throws. We had to switch it up, keep him guessing. But early on, you know, this big stage, you got to get after him. And I think that was our game plan early on. We told the D-line, like, y'all got to go win us this game. And they did just that.
It didn't seem like he'd seen a lot of pressure this year from the DBs. And you had, obviously, a couple of safety blitzes and a quarterback blitz to get to him. Did you guys see that on tape? And is that part of what you were thinking going into this?
Magician Mike, man. Mike, you know, he saves stuff for certain weeks, and I think he, you know, dialed those up because he know that would just, you know, help us be successful. But Mike and AD came up with those, you know, blitzes, and we just go execute. I'm going to come right to you after. Thank you. I mean, I was young. I think I enjoyed it a lot more. Let me take that back. I was young. I didn't appreciate it the first time as much as I should have. And I'm blessed that God gave me another chance to really appreciate it. So I think that's the difference for me from the first and the second time. A lot older, I understand that it takes everything to get to this point. Amen. All glory to God. Thank you. Man, they mean everything to us. Like, Mike spoke about it, you know, before this game. He's like, man, a two-down linebacker. I wanted to play all the downs and to developing that skill set to be out there on the field all the time. That's what I want. I don't want to come off the field, and, you know, I'm the mic for a reason. So you don't take your leader out of battle. So that's how I feel about it. Right. Mm-hmm. It's a mindset. You know that we're coming in there and we're going to try to stop the run with two safeties. It's up to you to do something different. And our mindset is you don't run the ball, and we make it tough for you to throw the ball. And, you know, we see what happens at the end of the game.
Witherspoon's one of the best cover corners in the NFL. He blitzes 10 times tonight, makes a huge two-handed threat. What's that versatility mean to you guys?
He's everything, bro. Like, that man is amazing. But you don't see the work he puts in to be that player day in and day out. He puts in the work, and I mean, he's great. Like I said, he's walking home of Hall of Fame. This is his third year, 3 Pro Bowls. He's a Super Bowl champion now. Like, what are we doing? I'm gonna come right to you.
Kickers don't always get the credit. You right. Don't win this game without Jason Myers going 5-5. What does that mean?
Jay Myers the man. Like, when he goes out there to take a kick, I think everybody on our team lets out a sigh, because he's just automatic. We believe and we trust him. And J-Mod's the man. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Where have I grown? I've grown in so many places. I think for me, I'm naturally like, when it's time to go to war, I go. But I've been able to, these guys have taught me to calm down. These guys are teaching me the motion in the ocean. Just staying calm, man. And they've helped me. They keep me grounded. So I think that's been the biggest thing, is when things aren't going our way, or when they are, staying just that constant leader. I think the emotion is, we all felt it. We felt it during the game that we were dominating. Even when they scored the touchdown, they scored because that was a lack of us looking ahead. I think it takes a lot to lock in on those really moments where you got them on the ropes and you know you have them. But I think that's where, you know, Mike's came in, where Mike's been really like, no matter what, the way anything's going, he keeps us straight ahead going forward. So I think that's what was able to help us today. Thank you. I'm going to go here and then. I'd recommend hard work, but I think the biggest thing that I could recommend, man, is Jesus Christ. What's for you is for you. In Jesus Christ, there's a lot of hope, man. Find Jesus, find God, build a relationship with him, and, you know, see what happens, see where life takes you. In college, what helped me the most, man, I just lost him a couple months ago, but my dad, you know, being able to speak to my dad about life when things were rough, that meant everything to me. So my dad, and just, you know, any mentor that you can have that's a great positive role model, I think those are big. Yeah, I think anytime you get pressure on these quarterbacks and you don't allow them to sit back there and, you know, count sheep, I mean, it allows for success. I think that's what it was for us. Man, the man is going to be a heck of a quarterback. But I think for us, we had to go out there and we knew how important he was to that offense, so we got to take him away. We had to get after him, and, you know, we were able to do so. It feels amazing. Second ring, it's hit me a little bit, but I'm so excited for this parade. I cannot wait. Thank you.